Kindergarten daven sef besachem daven gimel gimel amid alf. We're going to test the master that begins with the gemara b'nishanir kemakdash kachim mechutz, because it looks like as if he's sanctifying kachim out of the base of mikdash. This explains that the concern, what is his concern, as if he's makdash kachim mechutz, because Rav said that you not say this mitzvah for karban pesach because of this problem. Since we're learning the brisa, you not to eat the armed kid goat on the night of pesach. Because it looks like as if you're makdish carbon pesach. So it says, "Bekulish ma'it apirish Rashi." This whole sugi Rashi explains what's the problem. She'achshav karyushem, that now after he slaughtered, he's calling it this name, which is this concern of like kachin. Upirish Nami Yosef explains shleis nadav kedech misnadvim, that the reason why it's not such a problem is because he's donating it. Not the normal way that it's normally donated. What does that mean? To make it into Hekdesh. Because when he was alive, he didn't call it the name of Pesach. And if he calls it, like, so to speak, Kachim when it's being roasted, again, it's not the way people usually Hekdesh when it's still alive. So therefore, it has the appearance, but it's not really a problem. Because again, like Taisa brings from Rashi, that he's only calling it this title after it was already dead. Now, so it says with kashim, it's difficult because the comment the Gemara says that it looks like as if you're feeding kashim out of the Beis HaMikdash, which sounds like that even according to what the mistake that people are making, that they think that he was makdashit, it's the only problem for when you eat it outside. But had you eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't be a problem. Now that bothers Tyson, because according to what Rashi says, the concern is that people can make a mistake to think that he sanctified it after it was slaughtered. So then, then even inside the Beis HaMikdash also you shouldn't be doing this. Because obviously it only has monetary sanctity because you didn't sanctify it before it was slaughtered. So rather, you should have explained that it's close to having me'ila for kachim because, again, it only has a monetary sanctity and so you'll have the halach of me'ila. And that could be even the problem inside the Beis HaMikdash. According to B'Shimon, that he permits the goat with its entrails, because okay, he says, what do you mean? Even if you had been makdashed after a slaughtered, hekdash would not take effect. That's difficult. Why is Reb Shimon permitted? Nehid alekal mechashem makdisha achshavadol. You don't have to be concerned. Maybe he's sanctified right now. Shein zekederchem is not like we explained, because not the way people usually make a donation. Become welcome litzalim everachim, but still it should be forbidden to do this shloyim mechay makdisha, that he shouldn't say that he sanctified when he was still alive. Because the seif mechel chatzlasi shasim makulis, because the end proves the beginning, because you see, he ended up making the way you make a Karban Pesach, which is Makulas, which the entrails on the outside. And as Tais explains, Vakochatam Mishamachi, and that's the reason why, because we're going to be concerned that they might say that he had already said this when he was still alive, because the Makmin, that's what the Gemara says. Leishna Amav Leishna Layam, it doesn't make a difference if he said or he didn't say Harezel LePesach. Either way, it's going to be Asr to make the Gedim Makulas, and obviously the reason is because we're concerned that he had already said this when he was still alive. So here also, we should say, even though we didn't see him, that we should be concerned that he said it when he was still alive. So Kachner rather says, Taisus, it appears to say, by saying that now, that this meat is for Pesach, Sabayinchi, people are going to think, that the concern is not that maybe people are going to think, they're going to say that he's sanctifying right now, rather from the fact that he says it now, is that they're going to think that he did it when he was still alive. B'Shimon holds that even if it was sanctified when it was still alive, but since it was done lishchid b'chutz, to slaughter out of the Beis HaMikdash, so still they have hektish, still it wouldn't be a problem about hektish, because it wasn't done makdash the way it's normally donated. The comment that the Brisa says, I realize, oyla. Someone says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a Karban Ayla, but I'm going to bring a Beis Chanya, which was not the appropriate Beis HaMikdash. Pshim Noemi says, Einza Ayla, it's not going to be Ayla, because it was done with the intention of ultimately not doing it the right way. Here also, we're not doing the Beis HaMikdash, so it's like that you, even if you sanctify it when it's still alive, with the intention of slaughtering it and sacrificing out of the Beis HaMikdash, so it's not going to be sanctified in the first place, and there's no problem to say now, which even though you might think he'd said it before when it was alive, it's still not going to be a problem. Then Tais says, "Why don't we bring this?" Tais said, "We just brought El Ma'isahid the Mincha. We only bring that relating to the Machlekes that he has regarding the Mincha. Is Mishum the Mefarsh Babahed? Is because the one that the Mincha is more explicit. Shleis Nadik V'Deicha Basan. It says clearly that because he didn't do it in the normal way, that's donated, and that was saying the same thing is by the Gedim Makulas. It's just that the Brayso of a Beis Chanya didn't say explicit the reason. You could have said that maybe it's some other reason, and therefore brings that regarding the one of the Mincha."